Hello and welcome back to the Style Stories podcast. I'm your host, personal stylist Lisa Gilby, and this is a podcast that tackles style, image and fashion for those of us over 40. Hi there, how you all doing? Welcome back to the Style Stories podcast. So we are gearing up for Christmas. I've just been up in town. It's very festive in Regent Street and Oxford Circus here in London. And I've decided I'm going to put my Christmas tree up this Saturday, which is earlier than normal. My husband's birthday is the 5th of December. So usually I do his birthday. And then after that, it's full on Christmas. Get all the lights out the loft, put the tree up. But I just thought this year deserved to see those twinkling lights for a bit longer, because I do think they bring you joy. It just looks so nice to have the Christmas tree up and the kids get excited. I always get a real Christmas tree as well. So I don't know if you're in my camp or if you're someone that's going to be waiting a bit longer, but I'm going to basically be going all out, I've decided, this year. I've got my Christmas outfits. If you missed my last week's episode, I did an episode all on my favourite Christmas outfits. So outfits for going for drinks with the neighbours and then full on sparkle. So I've just been into Zara in Oxford Street, and oh my goodness, that was absolutely full of sequins and glitter and glamour. Loving it all, lots of feathers and things like that. And I managed to get a really cute little dress. It's kind of like a play suit. I like my legs, so I like to get my legs out. I'm going to be wearing that with barely black tights at my friend's Christmas party in a couple of weeks. All very exciting. Right, I will dive in to the main part of the show now, which this week I'm going to be talking about what I actually do for a job, how I help my clients, how it helps to have a wardrobe that flows, and really how you can get that. I've had quite a few inquiries coming in from people, and I get the same questions all the time, and there are a lot of myths about working with a personal stylist, and I'm going to bust those myths in this episode. So I'm going to talk about the kinds of people I work with, how I help them, what I actually do to help them, the results they get, and I'm going to bust some myths as well at the same time. So I'm just going to kick off really with, you know, what is a personal stylist? What are the benefits of using a personal stylist? Well, there are both emotional and practical benefits to working with a stylist, with me. We buy things because we want to make life easier. We buy things from a place of desire. You know, we buy clothes often. You have to get dressed every single day, but you buy clothes often on impulse because you've got an event coming up, or because you feel you need to look a certain way. And, you know, clothes shopping can be one of the most overwhelming and stressful experiences for all of us. Now, why is that? It's because it's so wrapped up in emotion. Because it's how you look, and it's how others perceive you, and it's how you feel about yourself. And that's why it's has such an impact on our lives. Now, the kinds of people that I work with have been thinking about the fact that they're frustrated with their wardrobe, some of them, for quite a long time, but they've put it to the bottom of the list, just not thinking it's that important. So that's one kind of person I work with. I work with people who absolutely love shopping. They love shopping, they love style, they're good at it, but they just don't have the time. So when I work with people, it's always saving them time and bringing my expertise into the mix without fail. That's always what they're seeking. They want an expert to come and take away the problem. Like when you, if you had the budget to hire an interior designer to design the inside of your home because you don't know, you know, you're not sure about colors, you're not sure about schemes, all that kind of thing. It takes the pain away. And that is a service. So that's really what I do for my clients. And I work with people from all different backgrounds, they have different jobs. I do work with a high proportion of lawyers, professionals, entrepreneurs. I also work, as I've mentioned on this podcast many times, with stay-at-home mums and people who just need a bit of guidance, really. It doesn't matter. The common thread is, it doesn't matter what they do, that's kind of irrelevant. The common thread is that they just want to have a fresh pair of eyes, fresh perspective, and they want the problem, the hassle of shopping taken away so they look good and they feel good and they feel confident and they want new ideas. So let's just talk about how that actually works. So it's, your wardrobe is part of your lifestyle. So when you go out, you get invited to dinner, you get invited to drinks. What do you put on? What do you reach for in your wardrobe? Just have a little think about that. Or do you go out wearing more or less the same thing every time? And how does that make you feel? So try and have a think at this point how you feel about your wardrobe, just to tap into how what you wear can change how you feel, and it can support you in certain areas in life. When you go out for dinner, you want to feel good. When you go and do a presentation, you want to feel confident. When you host a meeting, you want to feel confident. You want to look professional, all these sorts of things. This is all part of your lifestyle. So this is what you're doing in day-to-day life. Or when you're just going to the park, taking the dog for a walk, looking good and feeling good makes life easier and it makes life better. And that is a fact. It increases confidence as well. So if you're at a party or you're at a presentation or you're at a meeting and you feel like you're the worst dressed person in the room, you feel like you've got it wrong somehow, you've missed the dress code, you don't have the right pieces, then that is going to impact your confidence. So the benefits of using a personal stylist is that you can get all of this sorted, your wardrobe as a whole, in one go, to make sure that you have absolutely everything you need in there. So I'm talking shoes, jackets, the basics, the right basics, which are the glue that hold the wardrobe together, as well as the sparkly statement pieces or the pieces that are going to take you from desk to drinks or to dinner, whatever your lifestyle is. So it's really my job to get to know you really, really well and to get to know my client really well. And that happens at the wardrobe edit. So it usually starts the service with a wardrobe edit at the house. So I will go and have a look in the wardrobe and assess what's there now. Listen to the client, listen to what they need in their life to make it work. How can their wardrobe support them in their life? What sorts of things are they doing? Are they going to the theatre a lot? Are they out with the kids in the park? So they need practical clothes. Are they a hedge fund manager, management consultant, whatever. There are many, many, many different variants to go through. I can't cover them all in this podcast, but you get the picture. It's my job to really get to know the client at the wardrobe edit so that I can curate a wardrobe that is perfect for them, not the one size fits all wardrobe that I talk endlessly about on this podcast, because we do get fed that in lots of magazines that we all need the same kinds of clothes in our wardrobe, which is not true. So if you bear with me on this, I'm going to bust some myths about using personal stylists as well after I've gone through the benefits of it. So it makes life easier. It increases confidence. It makes life better. It saves hassle. It stops overwhelm in the shops. And at the wardrobe edit, that is the step one of this process, because every good wardrobe starts with a declutter. So I will listen to the lifestyle needs and requirements and then look in the wardrobe and say, is this wardrobe matching this person's requirement, this person's life, this person's lifestyle? What's missing from this wardrobe? Is it too casual? Is it all too smart? Perhaps they used to work in corporate. Again, if you've listened to my podcast, you'll have heard me talk about this a lot. Have they now got a different kind of life? Have they gone freelance? Are they now an entrepreneur when they used to work in a big bank? There are many, many different variations. So does your wardrobe match your lifestyle? That is something to really, really ask yourself. Are you still hanging on to clothes that are from a past life? Maybe when you were much younger as well. Now, I do talk as well on this podcast that you should wear whatever you feel like wearing and not be restricted by age. I know I have a lot of people that listen to this podcast in their 40s, 50s, 60s and beyond. And I just think as long as you can carry it off, then you should wear it. And it's, fashion's about bringing you joy and confidence and making you feel like yourself. And that really brings me to my next point. I get to know the client at the wardrobe edit because I want to dress them as the best version of themselves, not as a stranger and not as someone that looks like they've been styled, and not shoehorn them into clothes that are just not going to suit their personality or make them feel good about themselves. I want them to feel excited and like that every day they go out dressed like the best version of themselves. So that's really, really what my job is. That it's a fact-finding mission, really, the wardrobe edit. So then we get rid of clothes in the wardrobe that are not matching the lifestyle now. So get rid of the dead wood, basically. You know, that can be done really, really ethically. So there are lots of companies that you can call. There's one called Refashion, and they'll send you bags in the post, and you can just put up to 14 or 15 items, I think it is, in each bag, take them to the post office, and then they get disposed of or given to charity, all ethically. You can do that. We can just take a bin bag to the charity shop. But all this visual clutter of clothes that aren't being worn, that aren't supporting you in your life now, that don't match your lifestyle, are deadwood visual clutter. So it's good to get those things out. You know, you might have some things that need to be restyled differently. There might be things that need adjusting slightly. So I also look at that as well. It's not just a case of saying, okay, you haven't worn that in a year, off it goes, let's put it in a bin bag and throw it out. It's not that. It's a much more holistic all-round view of the wardrobe to make sure the whole thing's working. So that's what I do. I come in with a fresh pair of eyes to look at your wardrobe as a whole. And that in itself is incredibly valuable, because people, you know, it's hard to do that by yourself. It's hard to look at yourself objectively. And obviously I'm coming in with my expert eye as well, because I've seen inside hundreds of wardrobes over the years. So next thing, my voice went all a bit funny there. So the next thing is the benefits of it, you know, more benefits that are a bit more emotional. So this is the practical, you know, having me clear your wardrobe out makes you feel cathartic. It's a cathartic experience, makes you feel lighter, more excited and freer, and opens your eyes to new ideas. The shopping part is when everything comes together. So the personal shopping day, I will be armed with a plan from getting to know you, getting to know my client, you know, all the things they need in their wardrobe. And I then identify the exact items that are needed. And like I said before, everything, bags, coats, jackets, the whole thing, to make sure the wardrobe works as a whole and supports the lifestyle. So the emotional side of it is that I will give a little push outside your comfort zone, because people get stuck in a style rut. They find an outfit that works, a pair of skinny jeans and a top, and then they end up just wearing that on repeat. And of course you do. And it's easy to open the wardrobe in the morning when you're busy, you're rushed, you're getting the kids to school, whatever, and just pick the easy outfit out and to throw it on and get on with your day. And, you know, that's understandable because we all lead such busy lives. But it does get dull, and it's nice to have some new ideas, because new ideas are really refreshing. And I do give a little push out of the comfort zone, introduce new ideas in a friendly and expert way. I'm never pushy, because this is a collaboration. Yeah, I work with the client to make sure that I'm delivering what they need. So it's not me being pushy and pushing people into things that they're going to feel uncomfortable in. New ideas are refreshing, gets you out of the style rut. But the main thing is, it's such an efficient use of time to get all your wardrobe in one go. Expert eyes on what suits you, what suits your body shape, what suits your colours, you know, combinations, outfit combinations that you probably haven't thought of. Clothes that you walk past in the shops on your own. It's an eye-opening experience. And the result of that emotionally is it gives you a massive confidence boost. And relief is a huge thing that people say, that, you know, they wish they'd done it earlier, because they feel joy at the new wardrobe, boosts their confidence, boosts their self-esteem. And then that makes them feel excited about putting outfits together, but also relief that they're not standing in front of the wardrobe every day struggling, thinking, does that go with that? What should I wear with that? You know, and that sort of feeling, others will pick up on that, will have a ripple effect throughout life and just put a bit of a spring in your step, you know, give you a little bit of a skip in the morning. But now I'm going to bust some myths. Myth number one, that I dress everyone like me. So this is the biggest myth that I get. So if you look at my Instagram, which is at Lee Skilby Stylist, I am a very casual dresser. Now, I don't need to wear business clothes because I am a personal stylist, and I'm in the shops and I'm going into wardrobes. I'm on my hands and knees, clearing out drawers, and I'm on my feet and do around 14,000 steps a day on a shopping trip and 14,000 the day before when I'm researching the shops, I can't be wearing heels and business wear. So, you know, I don't, it's, it would be wasteful of me to buy those kinds of clothes and photograph myself in them. So I do posts, I do a blog, and I wear what I wear day to day, which is relaxed but glam. That's how I would describe my style. That doesn't mean that I dress all my clients relaxed but glam because it might not be their style. So this is a huge myth. So if I've got someone who is a lawyer, a corporate lawyer, for example, of course they're not going to be able to wear the kind of hush dresses or the Stella Nova loose dresses that I wear on a day-to-day basis. They need business wear. And I'm the expert at knowing where that is, but also about pitching it right for where they work. So that's really, really important, is to pitch it right for where they work, pitch it right for their personality to make sure that they look like themselves, but they're dressed appropriately for what they do in their day-to-day life as well. So don't think that I dress everyone like me in relaxed glam. A good stylist will be very good at nailing the client's personal style, how they want to dress themselves, their inherent natural magic essence of style, which I've talked about many times on the podcast before. So go back and have a listen, because that's the most important element of style, is your personal style. Myth number two, it's only for people who can afford designer clothes. That's definitely a big myth. I actually never do designer clothes. I think maybe twice in the last 12 years, I've got a Stella McCartney dress and I did do some Balmain for someone recently, but that's really unusual. I work with people who are regular. I sound a bit American. I'm not going to attempt American accent because that would be really embarrassing. Embarrass myself on the podcast. I work with people who, you know, day-to-day people who work hard, who have big jobs and, you know, or they, you know, they at home with the kids and they used to work in corporate or, you know, there's millions of different people that I work with, as I've explained before, you know, but the point is I don't do designer with them. I tend to do quite high-end, high street, and mix in some Zara as well. So I love Claudie Pirlo. I like Maje is really nice. Sandro, brands like that I really like, which are not designer, but they're just sort of upper end high street brands. I tend to do those. And then I'll mix in maybe a bit of Whistles, a bit of Zara, that kind of thing. So it is a myth that you need that, you know, my clients are all wearing Chanel and it's only for people who can afford designer. Myth number three, that you are in an awkward sales situation. So, you know, if you hire a stylist and you go shopping, that basically I'm going to push loads of clothes on you and buy that, and be forceful and all of that. So, again, that's a big, big myth. If you go to a free stylist in a store, then yes, you are in a sales situation. You will, you know, they do come up with great ideas. And I know lots of them are absolutely brilliant at their job, and you'll get some great outfits and things. But at the end of the day, they are targeted to sell you clothes. Whereas when you work with a personal stylist like me, an independent person, it's my job to take you to different shops, lots of different shops. And I don't get the, you know, the commission from the different shops. So it's about just shopping with the person for their budget and for the kinds of clothes that are going to suit their style personality. So you're not in a forceful sales situation. That is definitely a big myth. Myth number four is that upgrading your style will make you the center of attention, and you don't want that. So people think a personal stylist is maybe going to dress them. So one myth is that they'll dress them, that I would dress everyone like me, which is casual, which is a myth. And this myth is that I will dress them as a really out there person that looks like they've been styled, like really obviously with really over the top clothes. Another myth, absolutely not the case. Always going back to, I dress people for their style and for their lifestyle and for them to look and feel like the most confident version of themselves. I'm absolutely passionate about it. And, you know, to dress them in something that I think is nice but isn't them is the wrong way to go about it. So upgrading your style doesn't mean you're going to suddenly be the center of attention. You will probably get compliments because people will notice because you'll be emanating a bit more confidence and you'll feel good and all those sorts of things, and people pick up on that. But it's not about being OTT with outfits. Most people that I want to work, that I work with, say to me that they want to look pulled together. They just want to look polished and pulled together, and that's it, and have a nice range of outfits to choose from. And that's always my aim, because I work with day-to-day normal people. And then myth number five is that if you're not happy with your weight, you might have put on some weight during lockdown, and you're not happy with your weight, that you shouldn't work with a stylist. I'd say seize the day, you know, live each day for today and go for it, because what it will do is give you a confidence boost, and then might give you the, you know, the boost that you need to make changes, if you want to make changes. So I'm always about today is best. So, you know, people often don't wear the nicer things in their wardrobe. Now, this is something that I've dived into in this podcast before, which is a really fascinating topic, which is how people hold themselves back with their style because they don't want to be center of attention, or they lack the inner confidence to wear nice things. And saving things for best is also a part of that. So the psychology of style is really, really fascinating. And they have a lovely dress, but it will just sit unworn in the wardrobe. Now, going back years and years, this used to be very much the way. You would buy a dress from Karen Millen or something for a wedding, and then you would just have an event section of dresses in your wardrobe, and then your day-to-day was very, very plain, and no one would really dress up during the day unless you were going to the races or a wedding or some sort of event. So it's definitely changed, and people are wearing sequin skirts in the day, dressing them down with a jumper and boots, making our wardrobe more versatile. So I think it's really important to have a versatile wardrobe where you get lots of cost per wear from all of your clothes. You've got some statement pieces in there. It's all about balance. So you've got the right basics, you've got the right shoes to create outfits, you've got the right jackets. You know, there are certain things like a really smart wool coat that I like to put in my clients' wardrobes, because then they always look polished and pulled together. If you've got a really nice coat on, often in a block colour or something, that will really elevate the wardrobe. You know, it's about just basically having less clothes but more outfits. And if I had a pound for every time I've said that, I would be very rich. I do say that a lot, but it is super important. And once you really know what works for you, so as in body shape, colour, style, personality, which are the three pillars of style, then everything falls into place. You can shop with more intent, shop with more focus, and the holy grail, have less clothes but more outfits that you love, feel excited about your wardrobe, excited about choosing outfits every day, and that to be a quick process to take away all the overwhelm in the shops and all the walking into a shop feeling blank, not knowing where to start, not knowing what to buy. Instead, just having a great outfit every day just to throw on that makes you look like the best version of yourself. And that is how I work with people. That's the benefit of having a capsule wardrobe that is unique and perfect for you, not for Sue down the road, not for your co-worker Brian or whatever. You know, you get the drift. It's a perfect capsule wardrobe for you that works for your personal style, your body shape, and your lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. I hope that was useful. If you've got anything you want me to cover on this podcast specifically, if there's anything you're struggling with specifically, that's hard to get that word out, I'd love to hear from you. Please drop me an email, lisa@lisagilbystyle.com. Tell me your wardrobe woes, or come over to my free Facebook group, Style Power with Lisa Gilby, and you can connect with me there. You can follow me on Instagram at Lisa Gilby Stylist. And if you want any help with your wardrobe, drop me a line. Take care, and I will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening. We have now reached 40,000, almost 200 listens of this podcast, which just blows my mind. It's amazing. So thank you so much for supporting me and listening. Please do subscribe and leave me a review, and I'll see you next time.